and the implementation of that memorandum of understanding. You remember the last time we turned back Gauteng Cricket Board and say we want the old board because the new board would have never given us information. So the board that staged a coup was the one that was here, and then he said, no, you must go back because we want the old board so that we must understand what is going on there. So the old board that has been ousted is coming back. Then there is a department is going to brief us on this document that the minister was telling us about, the white paper on sports and recreation. That has been led by your comments about a blueprint for sport, the costing for sport, financial for sport, and the total package for sports transformation. So Suka is very passionate about it, I know, and then we are going to interact on that. I have not received this invite. We have not received it. I have not received it around the convention on boxing. And if it comes later than today, I would not subject members to that convention. We will not go to that convention because it's late, and then I know that sometimes next week, and then it's going to be late. But if those that want to go, and then even when it is late, then it's okay. But if we can't get it out of this meeting so that we take a decision and so that Parliament must be able to fund, we will not be in a position to go there. There are minutes, honourable members. Welcome. There are minutes, honourable members, of our public hearings on sports and recreation. And please, those minutes, you must read them. I'm contemplating to call a special quick committee to adopt these minutes, because we can't go to the budget next week when this the report has not gone to the ATC. The report must go to the ATC and be published. Now, we will not publish this, adopt on Tuesday. The report on Wednesday, we debate, and then they publish overnight. We'll check what we're trying very hard and see on Thursday, and even if it could be on the later time, after caucus and all that. But we'll have a very short meeting to adopt this minute. But one thing good about the minutes are there, and then you must read them and make input so that when you come back. Yes, there are minutes there. Pori?
No, there isn't.
Oh, you have not yet given to them? Okay, I got them. Sorry. I'm sure you're going to get them because Paul wanted to give me the minutes first. So you're going to get these minutes as raw as they are, and then just make inputs there. As soon as the inputs are there, bring your report so that we must come by Thursday and finalize that report. Then you will see there on the 25th, there will be a debate on the 25th. This debate of these eight committees that has gone to go and check the final state of affairs around the 2010 World Cup. So the debate is going to be there, and then we have not been given the time and all that. But seemingly, all departments that have signed guarantee for FIFA 2010 Soccer World Cup are going to participate in those debates. Health, transport, say police, everybody who is part of the signatories or sign the guarantee is going to participate and be able to articulate the readiness in as far as that department is concerned, because they are best conversant with their departments, immigration, home affairs, and all those. So those debates are coming, and then I think it's going to be a debate that's a little bit longer, but it will be the debate that we are sending to the world, that Parliament, on behalf of the people of this country, is saying we have done the work, and then we are confident that the work has been done, and then we have done the oversight on that work, and therefore we are happy about that. And that leads us to today's meeting. Today's meeting, honorable members, if you recall, it is your own product that the regulations for sports, I don't know for other committees, regulations for sport, we said, there cannot be regulations that are done by the department and the minister and then they are published. When you see them published there, you get shocked because you don't even have a feel and the understanding of these regulations, what are they about. And we have taken that decision, and that decision is in line with the process in Parliament of proclamation on the regulations, because the regulations are proclaimed on the government gazette. And therefore, every regulation in the sport, apart from these on the 2010 Special Measures Bill, if there are regulations that the minister is doing, those minister will sit with the department and design regulations with affected bodies, and after that, those regulations will come here. And when those regulations are here, we will be adopting a decision on the regulations and say regulations are okay, and therefore we take a resolution that we accept the regulations. Then the regulations will go and to the minister and sign and be published on the government gazette and be part of the laws of this country, because the regulations is the nuts and bolts of the broader act that has been proclaimed by the country. Well, you remember the 2010 Special Measures Act, and that Special Measures Act, in that Special Measures Act, to refine that act, there are regulations that have to be there that deals with number of things there. So those things are pronounced on the regulations. So we'll just go through those and check it. In the meantime, there are those regulations in front of you. Read them, but we're going to get an explanation so that you must understand. The times when you read something that you have not got an explanation, you don't understand, it's very clear. And therefore, Gideon and the gentleman just slight opposite to Cora, they will be in a position to interact with us and give clarity on what is going to be presented. But an apology from Gideon outright. Our PowerPoint, other committees are using it. Seemingly there are shortage of the assistance here in Parliament. So we've been given the document. So we'll be reading through that document, and then it's not going to present it on the PowerPoint there. We'll read on the document in front of us and go on, and then from there, clarity and questions will be there. Then took a decision, adopt them, and then gone. And we're through. Yes, Suka? Right. Comrade Kora?
No, brother.
Good. Donald?
Jesus, I was still looking at your program. I think an ambition on this program is the Lotto Board.
Okay.
I don't have to explain to you. I think you must talk to the Lotto.
Yeah. Now, Donald is right. You remember we have taken a decision that the Lotto Board, together with the Committee of Trade and Industry, JOFAP, because they are doing an amendment on the Act. So we need to check that also. And there are those things that we wanted to get out of the Lotto. So another omission is that. And then you put it for it, and then I will discuss with the chair of that committee this afternoon, so that at least you must know. And as soon as you say it's all right, and then the date, we will put it on the program. But we will be determining that with the consultation of the chair of trade and industry. Yes. But what we wanted to achieve out of that discussion, Comrade, is what all of us agreed upon, that we want the trade and industry, the money for Lotto, that 15-20%, immediately on the total 1.6 billion, 1.2 billion, that is there. Our 20% out of the 1.2 billion must go to sports and recreation. And the Minister for Sports and Recreation is going to create a committee like the Lottery Board and be able to deal with applications that are coming there in our own way. Because you see now, lottery decides for us who's supposed to get what and all those other things. And there are many things that are going wrong in that process. there are 15% for that, and then a company knows it is, it's a public knowledge that if those people, somebody who's a consultant, completing forms and those people get money, he gets 10%, 15% out of that. And at times there's complete blackmailing of those people there when they're supposed to get that. So if somebody has put a gun on your head and then you sign, and then if you don't sign, there's nothing that you're going to get there. So those are some of the things that we are not comfortable about, and then we'll do it. But the Committee for Trade and Industry is not really opposed to our proposal. But now that proposal, even is affecting other committees, the Department of the Committee for Health is saying that should happen to us also. The Social Development is saying that should happen to us also. Because you remember, social development is getting out of this. But the question of the law to Honorable Lee, its history, you know it. It has been completely blown out of context. Lotto has come through Steve Chwete and Nonde Balfour as a complementary resources for sports and recreation, because the budget that we're getting from the department, it doesn't come even closer to any of the department in government. And then they said, let us create lottery. When lottery was created, then it had a lot of money where other people wanted to lay their hand and there. So my Gotas made a proposal, and the health had to get a percentage there. So we're sharing that cake now. Unfortunately, we come with the idea and then other people are sharing that cake. So, but all the same, the people shall share on the lottery cake, and then there's no problem with that.
But maybe what we can do is to start to call a part of that board to share.
No, you see, then it's going to be with you, it's going to be a problem on your oversight. It is my wish that members of the committee can be part of that. But now, when you call, when Donald Lee is saying, let us call lottery board, are you going to excuse yourself? Because you cannot be part of lottery board and ask lottery board to account. By what? No, that player and referee, you can hear that he's complaining that I'm saying he's a player and referee. And it's not me who said that. All of us have said that he's a player and referee, and therefore he must resign. And he's doing that also, yes. Khiria, can you check how far are they, please? After we said we're not going there because the invite is late, I've received the invite just now, the 18th, for the boxing convention. The Minister for Sports and Recreation, Reverend Makenge Sistofile, cordially invites you to a Sports and Recreation South Africa events to be held in April 2010 as follows. No, but this is not a event convention on boxing in South Africa, the 23rd to the 24th of April, from 8 o'clock to 9:50 at night. No, in the morning, is the registration. The convention starts at 10 o'clock in St. George's Hotel outside Pretoria on the way to O.R. Tambo International Airport. Yes. Direction will be sent to those who are attending. The RSVP, Koram Kami, don't intimidate me. The RSVP on or before the 13th April to Queen Mutawu at this number. So, that is Cora, what do you think?
You talk about April.
Yes.
In your program, yeah, this is in May.
On the program, we're going to talk about the resolutions of that conference.
Of that conference.
Yes. So we will not talk about the resolutions of the conference on the 22nd, on the 23rd. and therefore that month is correct, because when you come back and say, what are the resolutions, how the department is going to implement them, what is the impact of those resolutions? Thank you, Comrade Kora. The date for the convention is the 23rd to the 24th. The registration starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then to 10 to 10, 9:50. Then? Yeah, put it good together here. But comrades, people who want to attend to this conference, please, we have to make sure, you know, so that the department must do the accommodation booking for members and all these other things. So if we respond late, they will not be in a position to meet the logistical problems that we are having. So the department must meet the logistical challenges. Yes, Gideon?
The chairperson, they have just entered the building, so they should be here within 5 minutes.
Good. Thank you very much. Very efficient. I know you have been like that.
Honourable members, the Secretary for Committee for Health is aware of that, and then they're saying the challenge that is facing that committee. They're preparing for the debate now this afternoon. So I don't want us to delay them. As soon as those people come and the presentation is made, I don't know how can we do quick so that at least we must release them. I know the challenge of preparing and then speaking in the afternoon. It is just an awkward time, and then I think we're not aware of their debates. I didn't take that into consideration, because I could have rescheduled it the other way around. Going? Okay. Okay.
Yes, Cora. Suga? In terms of what we are new, in terms of the inspiration, when it comes from the department, the normal process is that the department will take care of the members of the committee, or because it invites the committee, and it is the committee through the speaker or the set of chairs to make the arrangement. What is the normal procedure?
The normal procedure is that there is a convention for the department. The department arrange accommodation, arrange the transport, and then what the department do not do, the department doesn't pay for the S&T, they're paid by Parliament. But the normal standard is that all other things are done by the department on the invitation of the department. Yes.
Until when are you going to be? No, I don't know.
Challenge that is facing me. In many times, I wish that all of us must have this thing, and they include even small parties. But the challenge is that other parties want us to stick to the rules, And then I thought that in the Committee for Sports, we have an understanding that if the ANC goes, we always push with the chair of chairs, that we include 1-1-1-1-1 from other parties. But that is it's giving us a little bit of challenge. I think we must discuss that later and say how all of us are able to bring ourselves together, including the ID, with one person, because ID also participates in this kind of discussion. And when we stick to Parliament gives the delegation, ID will never go anywhere, not even in the toilet. So I think we must be, in a way, being a committee for sport and be representative of all other political parties that are here, and not about how the calculations are done by Parliament. We respect those calculations by Parliament, but they are not counting so, because we want everybody to be part of us. And then if you wonder, we don't want Mackenzie to say we are a third largest party and therefore we must get three people. No, Mackenzie. We want other people also to be part of us, so that at least you must see. It's difficult to build a nation. It's not just mechanical. So that's how we're trying to do it both here. But we'll discuss that and there'll be no problem at all. Thank you. The people have arrived. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen who have just arrived. We are going to be a little bit quicker because at half past 12, we are going to have a memorial service of the Deputy Minister, a member of the National Assembly. So we have to go and be part of the last respect for Comrade Sefular. So we are not going to be as casual as usual. But thank you very much for people who have just arrived, ladies and gentlemen. We were waiting for the people to arrive. And then the people from health were here. So it is not something that we have not done in consultation with the Department of Health. But today we want Gideon and the people that are there to lead us on the briefing of the 2010 FIFA World Cup Act regulation. Because if you can recall, Gideon, it was you and the young lawyer from State Law Advisor who, when I said, but how does the department sit in their offices and do regulations? And those regulations are the law. Regulation is not something that it cannot be law, because it enhances the law that has been enacted. And then how is it possible that the minister and the department sit in their offices and make regulations, and those regulations do not see their way to other committees? Gideon was saying, Chair, they are doing that and all, so that's not in sport. It's not going to happen like that. A regulation that if we pass an act in sport, this committee that has passed that act, the regulations will come back here. We adopt the regulations and take a resolution and say we're happy about this regulation. Then the regulation goes. But there is nothing wrong in that, because it is within the laws of the country on how the regulations are done. And then because the times members of parliament, when you say it's a bylaw or a regulation, even the bylaw in the municipalities, you call people as a council and consult with the people on the bylaw. And so that people must not be shocked and see there is a bylaw that says 9 o'clock when you are black, you cannot walk in the street. And people got shocked. Oh, they must take part of that kind of a decision. So, Gideon, thanks very much for listening to us. This is how you know that we're working all the time. So we've come to really taking our power back from the departments, and then we've claimed that stage now. Gideon, take us through together with the gentlemen and ladies that are here on the regulations that are there. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson, honorable members. It's always a pleasure being here. And hopefully today I will be very short. And thank you for the opportunity to provide you with a short overview of the regulations relating to the accreditation of foreign medical contingents and the approval of medicines, scheduled substances, and medical devices. Now, Chairperson, on page 2 of the document, hopefully everybody has received that briefing document.
And remember, the briefing document up there is written government notice. The Department of Sports and Recreation Are you talking on this one, Gideon?
No, I'm referring to
on
this
one,
Chairperson.
Okay.
Yes.
Then fine. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. One needs to backtrack a little bit here, just to see where do the regulations actually stem from. You will recall that in 2006 we promulgated the second 2010 FIFA World Cup South Africa Special Measures Act. That particular act dictates, for instance, actually empowers the minister to make regulations in consultation with the Minister of Health pertaining to the accreditation of medical contingents on the one hand, and also the approval of medicines, scheduled substances and medical devices on the other hand. Now, Chairperson, just to advise you with regard to, as I said, we need to backtrack a little bit and need to just highlight a couple of empowering provisions in the particular 2010 Special Measures Act to you. On the second page of the presentation document, you will find the empowering provision dealing with accreditation of foreign medical contingents. It relates to Section 3.1 of the Act being the 2010 Act. The Minister of Health may accredit a foreign medical contingent if FIFA submits a written application in this regard. Important that it's FIFA addressing the application to the Minister of Health. And then it says, the second bullet, application must state the full names, passport numbers, countries of origin of teams, period during their stay, names of each member of the team to whom health services may be rendered, and such other information as may be prescribed. Now, this is what we actually are dealing with now. By drafting the regulations, we're dealing with the prescribed aspect pertaining to this empowering provision. Chairperson, on the third page of the presentation document, we are still continuing with the empowering provisions. Section 3.2 of the Act says the Minister of Health may accredit a foreign medical contingent in writing by specifying the full names of members, the period of accreditation, and any condition coupled with the accreditation. So that's your second empowering provision in terms of the Act. On the fourth page, I think, of the document, there's another empowering provision relating to Section 3.3. Where the Minister of Health may approve medicines, scheduled substances and medical devices to be used by accredited foreign medical contingents, subject to, again, important, FIFA requesting same in writing on behalf of a contingent. Then, likewise, the request must state the name of the manufacturer of the medicine, scheduled substance, medical device, the quantity and the number, as well as any conditions which may be attached to such approval. We move on to the next page. This is the last empowering provision, Chairperson and honourable members. The Minister of the Department of Sport and Recreation may, in consultation with the Minister of Health, in terms of Section 6 of the second FIFA World Cup South Africa Special Measures Act, make these regulations, which we are busy discussing. Then on the next page, so we've dealt now with the empowering provisions, we've backtracked to see clearly that the Act allows the Minister of Sport and Recreation, in consultation with the Minister of Health, to draft these regulations. Moving on then, the draft 2010 regulations describe its contains the following aspects. Regulation 2, an application for the accreditation of a foreign medical contingent, referred to in Section 3.1a of the Act, must be submitted in a form similar to Annexure A, and must be accompanied by, firstly, a certified copy of the bioinformation page of the passport of every member of the foreign medical contingent. Secondly, a passport-sized color photograph of every member of the foreign medical contingent attached to the corresponding copy of the said bio-information page of the passport. And lastly, there must be proof of registration as a healthcare professional in the country of origin in respect of every member of that foreign medical contingent. So that deals with an extra age. And it deals with the accreditation application by FIFA on behalf of a foreign medical contingent. Moving on, Chairperson, Honourable Members, Regulation 3, which deals with the accreditation of foreign medical contingent, stipulates as follows. The accreditation of a foreign medical contingent may be granted by the Minister of Health after consultation, important, with the Statutory Health Council in terms of Section 3.1 of the Act. And the said accreditation must then be in a form similar to Annexure B of the draft regulation. We move then on to Regulation 4. I just would like to, at this point in time, just say to the members that the state law advisors have actually recommended that Regulations 5 and 6 must be deleted, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members, because of the fact that it is just repeating what the Act is actually saying. So you could take your pen and really just draft a line through Regulations 5 and 6 because of that particular recommendation of the State Advisor. Now, Regulation 4, it says here, a request for approval of medicines, scheduled substances and medical devices that may be used by an accredited foreign medical contingent referred to in Section 3.3a of the Act must be submitted in a form similar to Annexure C. So you can clearly see the forms will have to talk to the requirements, firstly, as described in terms of your empowering provisions in the Act, and it also, the forms must also harmonize with the content of your, the fleshy part of your regulation. So, and then we move on, and that's actually wrapping it up with regard to the content of the regulations. But when I would just would like to advise you with regard to the representations that we've received, Honourable Chairperson and Members, we've only received two representations. After we have actually, in terms of the Act requires that we should allow for 30 days, we must publish via the public media, notices in the newspapers. We actually used 6 newspapers, and we allowed for 30 days, and in response thereto, Chairperson, we've only received the two representations I've mentioned here. Firstly, it's Mrs. Helen Blumenfield. She's a pharmacist by occupation. She said that provision must be made for anti-malarial medication by visitors to South Africa by relaxing the law during the World Cup that compels visitors to obtain a prescription in this regard. Obviously, we're not dealing with visitors here. The regulations actually dealing with medical contingents. So, therefore, and those people will be visiting our country, but not as tourists. They will be coming here under the auspices of FIFA. And obviously, when my colleagues here of health can actually elaborate more fully with regard to that, obviously, when they, for instance, if they would like, if they're going to participate at Nelspruit or Mbombela, they might, obviously, they'll have to obtain some malarial, medicine. But we do not see the necessity to relax current legislation just for the sake of this. FIFA will have to indicate that those medicines, anti-malarial, that they will actually bring along. So we are of the view that this representation sheet can be actually disregarded because it's already implied in the application, depending on where the players will play, not only where they will be playing, but also where they will be visiting, the Kruger National Park, is a malarial infested area in some areas of the Kruger National Park. Then SASCOC is the other party who made representations, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. They have made recommendations with regard to annexes B and C. Now, I've also dished out another document, Chairperson, with the name Proposed Amendments to 2010 Health Regulations. If we are on the same page with regard to that, so the heading is Proposed Amendments to 2010.
Let's check, everybody must get it. There's a document right on top of there. Proposed Amendments to 2010 Health Regulations. Draft Regulations. Except the people have just come for it. The people have just come in. There are other two people after the first group that have just come in. Just make sure that they have. Okay. Okay. Comrade, the document that Gideon is moving to now, I think Pori has, and the lady has provided us with all that document. Yes, Donald, is that one? Yes, Donald. Please, Donald, the DA can't have three. It is the DA rather struggle to get any, but not three.
Contingent, it is referred to a member.
A member, yeah.
So everybody has it, Gideon, let's go on.
Thank you, Chairperson. I would like to refer you to page 4 of that document. You'll see page 4 of that
Gideon,
document.
Gideon, I don't know who has made you to move away from our principle.
No.
Every document that comes from Gideon, has got 1, 2, 3 and 4. I don't know what happened to this one. You know that you and I have an agreement that you can't talk about page 1 and then other people do not see one ray at the bottom. So it's an error, Gideon. Next time, please. Just stick to what we've agreed. Maybe you're taking a blame for other people. Just keep quiet because it is them. It's another problem, Gideon. Yes, Gideon?
Yeah, sorry about that, Chairperson. I foresee that you're going to mention that.
Yeah.
But the fact is, there's only a couple of pages, so I just thought it would be easier just to say page number 4, you know? And,
Not here. Don't cause yourself problems. If it is a page that has a document that shows certification of accreditation, we'll take that as an extra A, and then we write A there with big, bold letters. It's you, Gideon, who taught us this thing. So don't shift from what you always have said. And the second document will be an extra B. The third one will be an extra C and all that. So, but all the same, Gideon, there will be no earthquake. We can go on.
Thank you, Chair. Okay, so it's the fourth page.
Yes.
Of that particular bundle of documents. It's the heading there is in the handwriting says SASCOC's inputs.
Yeah.
So you can clearly see this is now the SASCOC's input. They say that actually on, you will see in their own handwriting, they put here that the above mentioned person, now remember this is the certificate of accreditation.
Mm.
This is now where, sorry, I'm going to get my spectacles out here, sorry about that. This is the request form to be filled in by the medical contingent, actually by FIFA on behalf of the medical contingent. Now, SASCOC has just said. Sorry, I'm wrong. I'm actually wrong. You see, this is where the Minister of Health actually accredits the medical contingent.
Yeah.
So the SASCOC is now stated here. To be inserted, the above mentioned person, in his or her capacity as the healthcare professional, is permitted to render services only to his or her team members, as listed in Annex A. Now, this is spot on. Why are we saying that? Because it harmonizes 100% with the Act's requirement, Chairperson. So, this particular input we will definitely would like to accommodate, Chairperson.
Yeah.
Then on the next page, this is still dealing with the SASCOC's proposals, Chairperson. You will see right at the bottom, they've put in, this is now, the document we're dealing here now with is the request. This is the application for the approval of the medicines, scheduled substances and medical devices by FIFA on behalf of the contingent. So therefore they say here right at the bottom, now this is where, you see, this is where FIFA will now certify. They say, it says here right at the bottom, I hereby in my capacity, this is FIFA, in terms of section 3 of the second 2010 FIFA World Cup Act, request the Minister of Health to approve, sorry, there's a duplication, the one mentioned, you can just delete it, to approve the above mentioned medicines, scheduled substances and medical devices to be used only, they would like to insert the word only, by, there is the foreign medical contingent's name will be inserted there. So this is also spot on, it relates to the act requirement. To harmonize, you'll have to accommodate them. And this is vitally that we actually put it in there. The same on the next page, Jefferson, applies with regard to the approval then in given by the Minister of Health. Right at the bottom, you'll find this certificate by the Minister of Health. Hereby, in terms of Section 3.3 of the FIFA World Cup Act, approve the above mentioned medicine, scheduled substances and medical devices to be used only by that particular foreign medical procedure. So it harmonizes, it's a consequential amendment that we'd like to make. Jefferson, that takes care of the inputs of SASCOC as well as Mrs. Blumenfeld. But it doesn't take care of our last proposals. Now I would like to refer you back to the first page of that document there with the heading proposed amendments to 2010 health regulations. Now, this is the amendments that we actually picked up. The state law advisor, as I said, they scrutinized it and on a preliminary basis, and they found it to be quite in order. They're just waiting for the final input today, and then they will certify. But you will see, the first recommendations that we would like to make is surrounding amendment to Regulation 4. Now, it's a very technical and a very minor amendment. You can see I've quoted Regulation 4 there. It says, a request for approval of medicines, scheduled substances, and medical devices that may be used by an accredited foreign medical contingent referred to in Section 33A of the Act must be submitted in a form similar to Annexure C, but you need to input Part 1 because there are two Annexure C, so it's just a cosmetic amendment, Jefferson, Part 1. Secondly, you will see that we've recommended the deletion of Regulations 5 and 6. This also conforms to the recommendation being made by the state law advisors, where they said this is just a repetition of the Act, so hence there's no need to quote it. So we also would like to just point that out to you. And then, Chairperson, honorable members, right at the bottom, there's a proposed insertion then of new Regulations 5 and 6. Now, the first one deals with the approval of medicines, scheduled substances, and medical devices. Now, I went through the regulations, and I thought to myself, I can see the request for by the contingent, or the FIFA on behalf of the contingent for the approval of those medicines, medical devices and scheduled substances, but I couldn't find the actually approval by the minister in the regulations. So I thought, no, actually to balance it, you need to put in a provision because you have a reference to the annexure approving a way whereby the minister approves the medicines and scheduled substances and medical devices, but there's omission. You need to have a little bit more a fleshy type of provision dealing with the approval. So I thought it best to insert it as follows. The heading is approval of medicines, scheduled substances and medical devices. 5, it says, the approval of medicines, scheduled substances and medical devices granted by the Minister of Health in terms of Section 3.1 of the Act must be in a form similar to Annexure C, Part 2. So it's just also just to harmonize the particular piece of legislation. And then if you just turn the page, you find the last recommendation from my side. My colleagues here can elaborate even further if they would like to propose any more. But there's a proposed insertion of a new Regulation 6. It says here, the Department of Health must insert a provision that compels accredited medical contingents to take all medicines, scheduled substances and medical devices out of South Africa back to its country of origin after the conclusion of the World Cup. Jefferson, you will recall, telephonically we discussed this. And it was raised at the 2010 legislation when it was actually debated. So, and I spoke to my colleagues here, they can elaborate further, but they have a similar type of provision in another piece of legislation under their administration, which we can actually copy and paste, adapt it for our purposes, and insert it in this respect. Chairperson, from my side, you know, this is the end of my participation with regard to the presentation. My colleagues of health here, they're welcome to address any other outstanding issues that they would like to deliberate with you. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Gideon. The Department of Health, please tell us who you are, and then you can make input to another. Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm Perilani Kumalo. I'm working at the legal section in the Department of Health. With regard to the proposed insertion of the new regulation 6, the Chairperson, I think that can be taken care of by minister making it a condition when minister is completing an HRC part 2, because that is where you are approving medicine, instead of making it a regulation that is part of the condition that you put it that such medicine must be taken with that person who applied after the World Cup or after that period of validity. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Thabo Wigan and I'm head of the legal department for the Health Provisions Council of South Africa. My input relates to the requirement, and what we see in the regulations is that we only require that the practitioners, when they practice, when they come here with their team, that they need to only be registered as healthcare professionals in their respective countries. But my concern is around the issue that there is no inherent requirement that the practitioners in question should be of good standing in their country. So we might have practitioners that are registered, but we do not necessarily say they've got to be in good standing in their respective country. So that for me is a bit of a concern. One might just read into the Act, and specifically 3.1b Roman figure 3.1a. It says the following, that after consultation with the relevant statutory councils, the minister may accredit a member of a foreign qualified medical contingent to render health services if the Minister of Health receives an application by FIFA for such accreditation. Well, the fact that there is going to be consultation with the relevant statutory health professional, which in this instance would be the Health Professions Council, might be a caveat that is built in to ensure that the Health Professions Council ensures that the person is in good standing. But it is not explicitly stated in the regulation that the person must be of good standing. And for me, I think this is a bit of a loose end so far as the registration is concerned.
Any input from Health? Nothing. Honourable members, there are inputs, and then let's check what do we say. The Honourable Madua, Honourable Lee, Comrade Tandy, and Comrade Honourable Mackenzie. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Chairperson, from my side, I just want Gideon to give a surety as far as the companies is concerned. We talk about accreditation of foreign medical contingents. We talk about the medicine itself. But I would like to have surety as to whether the medicine will be compliant as far as accredited companies abroad.
yes, Oxidian and Seppo, and you must share that answer, and then Donati.
Jesus, I want to know about Fatstock's their contribution. You said that it is really that it should be accommodated. Now the question is, where is it accommodated? Is it accommodated and where?
Yes, good. Tandy?
Thank you, sir. I was also asked when I was really asked about in terms of the self-concept of accommodation. But I am not sure, I'm trying to look at this. I know I'm not a legal person, but on in terms of the timelines, you know, and with this foreign medicine company, whatever, medicine or traditional, what timeline are they given for this? But also, lastly, I have a question on the example that you made, question about maybe a person coming to South Africa. Because you say you're coming to South Africa, the next thing they decide to go to Kruger National Park, to Malawi. I thought maybe that's why you're not a legal American. I thought maybe if you come to the country, there are certain vaccinations that you must take. Maybe, correct me there, like now when I travel abroad, I know when I'm going to the same country. I cannot enter that country without having a certain, like, yellow fever. I'll make an example. If you go to the South American, yellow fever, or you go to other ones. So I want to check on that. You know, maybe it's probably going to be a good example of what it is.
Mackenzie?
Thanks, Chairperson. The last speaker, I'm just wondering whether it's necessary to add in the words in good standing regarding that professional. I don't know if it's a little bit of overkill because the medicines and the medical practitioners will only be serving the members of those foreign teams or management of those teams or players and not the public in general. If they choose to bring someone who's not in good standing, I think that's their problem. And I'm just wondering whether there's that necessity to go that far. Thank you.
No.
On the issue of the vaccination in terms of those who are coming from foreign countries. I know, for instance, the countries that were attacked by certain diseases, like in China. Now, I'm not sure whether do we have precautionary measures to check on those people so that they fall in line with what happens here. I know there are other countries that are classified or regarded as safe countries where you don't need that.
I can't.
There are those countries where you don't need, especially they normally refer to the first world. But in the case of the one that I've mentioned, do we have a contingency plan so that, or has it been given the green light to say it's okay to come to South Africa? And then the last point is, will these people also be staying for a specified time as the general public may be coming and going after July 11th? Thank you.
The three of you on those legal issues here, I want you to respond.
I will deal with the issue of SASCOC because it's catered for, it will be catered for it, Mr. Lee, in terms of and the one of the annexions.
Lee doesn't have a problem about Kennedy saying, because SASCOC raises by or only. He's saying that is an amendment. And that has to be put on that. Now, he's saying it would be better when we're dealing with this and say on inertia of the application, and as the SASCOC proposed that document to be amended and put only. And when we adopted it, we adopted with that amendment that comes from SASCOC that says on pay on annexure one and B, where SASCOC has proposed only, and then we must insert those only. That is what it says, because it says, as it is, we are adopting a document that doesn't clearly specify the acceptance of those amendments or the proposal of those insertions. You see, that is what it says. I want you to respond to him.
Yeah. Chairperson, the amendments will be affected specifically when it comes to the only part.
Yes.
It will be dealt with in terms of annexure C, part 1, and then also annexure C, part 2. That's in the only instances relating relative to the annexures where the word only would be inserted.
You see, Gideon, check your page 1-2. Check page 2 of the proposed amendment.
Yeah, Jefferson.
You see what we want to see there? It's something similar to that. Insertion of the new regulation. You say
okay.
It must not be a new regulation.
Okay.
Insertion of new words on document so only should be inserted there, on document so only should be inserted there.
Okay.
Then it means when we adopted this document, we have adopted it
okay.
with the inputs that come from SASCOC clearly specified on the document.
Okay.
Do you understand what we're
yes.
trying to
yes.
say?
Yes.
It doesn't contest anything, but it's saying, hey, we're adopting.
Yeah.
But anybody who on the ATC goes to our document that has been adopted says, but these people on page 2 is written insertion of new regulations. But we want you to say insertion of new words on the document so-and-so-and-so
yeah.
only has been inserted, on document so-and-so-and-so only has been inserted.
Okay.
And when we adopt that,
okay.
we adopt it with all other
yeah.
Amendments that has been there. Then
okay.
it's perfect.
Okay.
That is what Donald Lee, in my view, I'm not sure, Donald, that
you know me very well and you are
and
thank you very much, Chair. There was a question relating to medicines and medical devices, and the answer to this question is to be found in the Act, specifically the definitions. If one looks at the definitions, you find that you have permitted the definition of permitted medical device, and it means any medical device approved by the Minister of Health in terms of Section 3. Subsection 3A, and then you have below that you have permitted medicine and scheduled substance, which means any medicine and scheduled substance approved by the minister. And the operative word here is approved by the minister. And the minister would only approve that medicine once there has been consultation with the relevant regulatory body. In this instance, being the Medicines Control Council. So only after that particular consultation and only after the approval could we have that medicine. There was also another question that relates to the issue of the COSs. When our practitioners go abroad, there's an inherent requirement that they've got to have a COS, certificate of good standing. The countries abroad do not want to have anybody within their shores practicing medicine and not being in good standing. If you are a good doctor registered under the Health Professions Act, and you are a bad doctor, those countries do not want you there. You might be a doctor, and you might have 1,000,001 complaints against your name. So there is an inherent requirement that you have to be in good standing. Equally, I think it's also a caveat that we need to build in. Yes, those countries have. Would come with their practitioners, and those practitioners would be registered within their respective regulators. But as South Africa, we want those practitioners that would be practicing within a particular discipline that is registrable under the Health Professions Act, practicing when they are bad doctors within the shores of South Africa. Maybe that's a question that we need to ask. to respond to. Yes, it's okay, they would only be attending to their members of their team, but they are practicing within South Africa.
Yeah.
And are we now creating a precedent in terms of which we say, well, if you are only going to be confined to a particular group, even if you are a bad doctor, you can you can practice your discipline? And that's the question that, that
no.
we need to...
No, thank you very much. I think South Africa medical council, you are right, because the mere fact that the minister has to approve or in consultation with, it means you want to keep a particular standard today. And I think what you are trying to say, Tsepo, I am not comfortable about your caveat type of a way. You see, when we're doing laws with the sports and recreation, we don't want you to go and dig and come across what you want. We want you, when you open up the page, it must come across on what we are putting as simple basic standard. And therefore, I would propose to you, Gideon and Obabukuma, that we're proposing that don't leave that so that when the minister, after consultation with all these other things, I want you to say right in the front that there will be this kind of standard maintained to be a person with good standing. Let me tell you what is happening. A coach comes into this country. One of the assistant coaches is a top level coach. Then you bring a Hong Kong abroad. Then you make him to be the head coach who doesn't even have qualifications that are similar to this one. So I wouldn't like you, I'm sure Congress would agree with me, that I would say maybe here today, let's agree, we're not going to use a caveat. We're going to say the minister would even check that person, that it must be a person of good standing from his other, from his country, and then for him to practice here. Whether he's practicing in a small group of people that he has come with or not, it's immaterial, but with us. And then that person must be, please, my gentleman, I'm talking here. And that person should be some person with a good standing. So do you have a problem with that, apart from your caveat? Yes, or come on.
Thank you, Chairperson. I will propose that we insert that under Regulation 2, the documents that need to be submitted, we add D, and the D will then read a certificate of good standing for the taken care of as part of the document to be submitted when making an application.
Good. Tani?
Yes.
That's what we're trying to say. It must be clear when that happens. So let us over weekend, we're trying to be smart. So we don't want to be smart. We want to be clear that anybody comes across this document, he doesn't have to go and take a pick and shuffle to dig something that he wants to get there. It must be upfront. So we agree on that one. So thank you very much. And yes, ma'am?
Thank you, Jay. My name is Gabi Ho. I'm from the Department of Health, and I'm the head of the inspectorate of the FCC. I thank the committee for raising the question with regard to the medicine side, because it actually opened up a new kind of thinking. If we look at NHSC, it talks about the name of the medicine, and then it talks about the name of the manufacturer, the quantity of medicine, and it talks about the foreign registration number. Now, if the minister receives this application, and the minister now submits this application to the Medicine Control Council, the council will be it will be impossible for the council to determine the status of this specific product, because all that the council has in front of them is the name of a product, which means nothing to them, and a name of a foreign registration number, which also means nothing to them. So the council will not be able to determine the quality of this specific product. The council will also not be able to pronounce on this specific product, because the council will not know what type of product it is. It doesn't include the active ingredient of that specific medicine. It also doesn't include any status of the of that specific product, if it is of good quality. The fact that there is a foreign registration number doesn't mean anything, because we know that some countries do make some kind of concoction when they bring in, when they treat patients, or when they treat especially sportsmen. So it could be a mixture that this company or this sports team is going to bring into the country, which will then not have a foreign registration number.
Thank you, Mrs. Hoss. That's what the committee was trying to pursue. And then I'm happy that at least you agree with us. Go on again, there were a few questions that were asked there. I think there's one, two left.
Jefferson, I think of my colleagues can just maybe ask one question referring to the precautionary measures.
Yes.
When, with regard to vaccination.
And the
coroner.
Question of Honorable Sanduza around this malaria thing.
And also the compliance abroad. You know, companies, accreditation, medicine, whether they are compliant, relative to the countries of origin. I think that was also a question raised initially. And a contingency plan as well. What contingency plan are in place?
I want you to answer that.
I can't
answer that. The contingency plan. The department, Mrs. Kumar, the contingency plan.
Thank you, Chair. I can only comment on the issue relating to anti-malaria. I cannot comment on any contingency plan. If we look at the Act as it is at the moment, the Act already makes provisions for anti-malaria for treatment of patients and treatment of people visiting some areas in our country that is known to malaria. Where the Act makes provisions for the use of certain anti-malaria products. So that is already taken care of. On the other hand, if we look at visitors visiting South Africa, if we look at the intention of FIFA, visitors are coming to the country to come and watch a specific number of games. But they are still visiting the country. So the fact that if I go to any country and I go and visit, I actually scrutinize that country to find out exactly what is required for me when I visit that specific country. The fact that I'm going for a specific activity in that country doesn't now actually mean that activity must be linked to all kinds of activities relating to medicines going into that specific country. So my opinion on this matter is that the public that's going to visit our country will have to look at the requirements of South Africa and the requirements of vaccination. And if we look at the South Africa versus the rest of the developing world, we are much more advanced than the rest of the developing world. So we don't need all these vaccinations when visitors are visiting us at this point in time. We have seen that the Minister of Health has pronounced on H1N1 that they're starting with a campaign on H1N1, and that is also that will also be available for any person or any visitor that wants to actually use H1N1. But the beauty of the H1N1 vaccine is that the visitors are going to actually come with the virus. We are going to vaccinate our people against the visitors if they bring the virus to our country. So on vaccination, I don't think that there's any specific need to make any specific pronouncement on any additional vaccination that visitors must actually seek before they visit our country.
Thank you.
About the chapter before that, it is some adjustment.
Question that, what if anything happens? Can you just, it's not my question. It's from the chapter.
Contingency plan, that is
yes.
The question.
The
Can you respond, please?
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. Maybe I need to start by maybe talking to the scope of these particular regulations before us. The scope of these regulations is limited to the foreign medical contingent. But all the laws and regulations, health regulations, are still applicable to the general spectators. For instance, there are other regulations that have been drafted for people who will be coming with their own prescriptions. Mm. And those regulations relate to the general spectators. But all other laws that are in the country regarding health issues will still be applicable to every other people. But the scope of these regulations are only to the foreign medical contingent. And there is, of course, a committee in the Department of Health, which is, unfortunately, we don't have a member that is chairing that committee here with us, Mr. Peter Fury, wherein they looked at all the existing regulations to ensure that they cater for the FIFA 2010 World Cup. And there have been amendments to existing regulations to ensure that they cater for any situation that may be brought by the increased number of people in the country. So that is indeed taken care of, but it is a little bit out of the scope of this particular regulation that we are considering. But there is a committee for 2010 that has reviewed regulations and made amendments and came up with the new regulations to fill the gaps that we identified. Thank you.
Thank you. Tebo?
Thank you, Mr. Jefferson. There's just one question that just came to my mind, and something that my colleague just said just tricked my brain. If one looks at the Special Measures Act, specifically 2A, Section 2A thereof, you would pick up that the accredited foreign medical contingent does not rendering health services in South Africa does not, a member thereof does not need to necessarily be registered in terms of our Act. Now, the question just came to my mind now as to what would happen, what would be the situation if a person that comes here to the shores of South Africa decides to act outside the scope. In other words, if this person was to just open a practice at a corner somewhere and start consulting with members of the public, I have not come across something, and maybe excuse it might just be an omission on my part, Chairperson. I have not come across anything that would cater for such a situation, and any penal clause that would address something like this, where somebody acts outside the scope. In South Africa, it is easy. If you practice whilst you're not registered, it's a criminal offence. But this person would be accredited, and there is no requirement for this person to be registered in terms of our Act. All that this person has to do is be accredited. And if this person has the necessary accreditation but goes beyond the scope of what he has been accredited for, is there anything that we have in place to address this particular issue? And I haven't come across anything.
Thank you,
Sebo.
Gideon?
Chairperson, yes. actually, it's quite correct that there's no punitive measures in the 2010 legislation, and obviously you can only legislate of what you've actually been empowered to do, meaning that we cannot now, for instance, in our regulations create punitive measures if it is not empowered or authorized in terms of your principal act, even the 2010 Act. So it would be ultra vires, so we must keep ultra vires of the Act. So therefore, it would not serve a purpose, nor would it be legal for us to include in our regulations punitive measures.
Are you happy,
Stefan,
with that response? I'm not here, guys. Just give it to you guys to deal with it.
I understand where my colleague comes from, but the fact of the matter is we have not catered for a situation where a particular individual will be practicing outside the scope, within transgressing on the scope of people that are registrable under the Health Professions Act, which would be consulting with ordinary members of the public. So I think we need to look at that. I don't know how we can accommodate that, but we need to possibly look at something that would cater for such a situation.
If he's a good doctor and
he's
chief chairperson, we all go there.
No, but I think you've got a point on that issue, real comments. With all jokes now, really. Suga?
Chairperson, I was going to check whether there are no laws that cuts across either transgressors and so on, in terms of those that are operating illegally in the country, might be falling in the same category, in terms of, because I would have thought that there is a generic law.
Yeah.
Laws that will look onto that, because on this one we were looking onto the specific people caught in relation to the 17 guarantees, and that can also prohibit other issues in terms of this effect. But this that has been raised, I would have thought that there is some laws that will cut across. That is a law in police.
Yeah.
The ones that deal with a particular issue, particular temper, with SIRA and other related laws.
Yeah.
Is there no general law or laws that are general that cover for those that are operating illegally in the country?
Yes, sir, Pauko.
Thank you, Chairperson. With regard to a member of a foreign medical contingent that will be contravening the Health Professions Act or the Medicines and Related Substances Act, who now acts beyond the scope of his or her accreditation, that person will be committing a criminal offense in South Africa and will have to be dealt with like any other bogus doctors that would maybe come and set up practices. But the scope of accreditation will have to have conditions. Maybe it could then be one of the things, if seen necessary, that must be added as a condition for accreditation, that that particular person that is accredited shall only practice medicine insofar as it relates to his or her foreign medical contingent, the members of that football club, and within the scope of that certificate, and that anything that he would or she would try to do over and above that would be an offense. But it would be a repetition. But just to mention that, maybe we don't really need to mention it specifically, because that would constitute a criminal offense in any case under the Health Professions Act, as well as the Medicines and Related Substances Act. Thank you, sir.
No, what you are discussing, when you read that act, speaks about nobody would practice in the country without an approval. And this special dispensation is created for those kind of things. So you are right. Any other person does any other thing outside the ambit of the Act, 2010 Special Measures Act, then it's a criminal offense. And therefore, you don't have to take that load that the Act pronounced there and conflate it with the regulation. So I'm not sure what I'm discussing, but what you're discussing about, when you read that Act clearly, you will find that we're completely forbidden anybody disguising to come and practice under the 20, the World Cup. And only those that would be given the permission, only those that are going to be given permission is for those teams that they are accompanying only.
Mm.
And then, so I'm sure. Let us, Mr. Lamini, and then from there is the step on. Khiria, but before that, Mr. Lamini, Khiria, we have put that in the Act, in the original Act, in the Principal Act. Now, so. Is it sufficient? I think it's sufficient on the Act, because when you download it to the regulation, regulations are the final details of what the act is all about. But the broad act cater for this. I want you to comment on that a little bit.
Jefferson, I see it in a little bit in another way, in that, you know, we've been dealing with these type of ultra vires provisions in other legislation quite often, and we've had very many interactions with the state law advisor, and we've actually interrogated this particular issue. Now, the bottom line of the advice given by the state law advisor is, if your empowering provision is not strong enough, then you cannot regulate it by way of regulations. Meaning, for instance, if your empowering provision in your principal act doesn't say that that you can have punitive measures or criminal offences, then you cannot, in terms of this particular legislation, have it. But legislation runs concurrent with this piece of legislation. So if there's a contravention with regard to a practice by a medical practitioner using the 2010 as a conduit to do other business, he or she there might be a criminal offence in that instance. But when it comes to our regulations, we cannot go further because, as I've alluded to, there's no empowering provision dealing with punitive measures and criminal offences in particular. We said, yes, there's certain conditions. If you go beyond that condition, it's outside the law. But it doesn't go further than that, unfortunately. So, but the other legislation runs concurrent, and like the person will be, you know, trespassing on in that instance as well.
Now, I was just checking whether, Chair, in the Act, if you look at Section 4, which deals with the scope of authority of accredited foreign medical consultants, directly it says an accredited foreign medical consultant may only render health services for the period in respect of the scheme contemplated in Section 3.1b. And then if you go to that, it says there, the accreditation granted by the Minister of Health contemplated in subsection 1 must in writing must specify. Then if you go to B, the period for which the accreditation is granted. C, any condition in respect of the accreditation may be, that may be necessary. So I think it's sufficient in the Act. And Tapo?
I'm covered here. I'm covered. Thank you, sir.
Is there any question that you didn't respond to? Because when I left, there were only them. Okay, fine. Kirian and Babu Kuma, on the proposed amendment at document, this one, on 4, that C part 1 is just for clarity purposes, according to what you said. So we agree on that one. Then on proposed insert of the new regulation, there you're saying it's only application but the approval by the minister. It's one thing that you raised there. You remember, you said approval of medicine, scheduled substances and medical devices. You're speaking about the minister's approval. What are you saying there? I want you to get it very clear enough because we are now going to sequence of it.
Sorry, Chipperson, I'm not actually with you now.
No, you talked about the minister's approval, and then you are relating that to that paragraph that speaks on regulation 5 and 6, and then you see approved in inverted commas there.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're talking about that.
Thank you, Chair. If I understand correctly, the chairperson is referring to the proposed new regulation 5 that Gideon spoke to.
Yes.
Yes, it was. You are saying that in the regulation there is no specific mentioning of the document upon which minister must approve this application, and then he suggested then that we insert a new regulation 5 which will state that the approval will be contained in a form similar to Annexure C Part 2.
Correct.
And he has actually drafted that particular proposed provision.
That is what
yeah.
I wanted us
yeah.
to have an understanding
oh.
about what you've spoken about.
Oh.
And then on the last, on the other page, on the insertion of the new regulation there, but you were saying, talking something like cut and paste. But Mr. Kumar was saying it is a one of the conditions that are there. And therefore I wanted to say we must put what Mr. Kumar is saying, that it should be a condition. So we must harmonize this regulation to what they're talking about and say to them this would not be necessarily, but it should be a condition. You remember Mr. Kumar said it should be a condition of such
approval. Yeah.
So I want us to do this regulation, harmonize with what it is in your dispensation, that it should be a condition. It must not be a choice of any other thing. It must be a condition because you have put it as a condition in your own principal act there, and this regulation must harmonize what you have put in there as a condition. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's what you raised, because Gideon there raises this thing and say, this one, it was something like a cut and paste, but you said, no, clearly it cannot happen, it should be a condition. And then we say, it must glaringly be a condition also to agree with what you're doing. Gideon?
Well, Chairperson, I'll go along with it.
Okay. So you agree? Babu Kumar, do you fine?
Yes, President, I'm fine. We'll just put it as a standing condition on Alessia C.
Yes.
Part 2.
Yes.
Yes.
Tepo?
I'm fine, thank you, Chair.
So members are happy about it, and then... I'm sure we. Babu Kumar, what do you answer? Bongan?
Yeah, Chair, I just want to check. There was a point that was raised by you before.
Yeah.
About the specifications of the ingredients in the medicine. Because in the format the minister must use to approve medicine, it just talks about the registration number, but not the active ingredient. These are the our own laws and also FIFA laws, that substances that are not allowed to be used. Whether how do we cater for them?
Is that the understanding, Ms. Ho?
Thank you, Chair. The question is actually, do we as a country want to pronounce on what a team that's coming to visit us are going to do? Do we really want to say, in South Africa we've got this product banned, and if this team now wants to use it, we're going to say, no, you're not allowed to use it because it's banned in South Africa. So we must decide if we're going to be as restricted as that. Otherwise, if we as a country are just saying, you bring in these medicines, you can use these medicines, but you're only allowed to use this medicine on the team that is accompanying you, then we as South Africa don't care actually what they're bringing in. Because they're going to use it on there, as long as they don't use it on our public. But if we're going to say, you're going to use it on our public, or you're going to use it wider than your scope, then we want to know exactly what you're bringing in. We want to pronounce on the quality of those products. We want to pronounce on the active ingredients of those products. And we want to pronounce on if those products is of good standard or not.
No, we don't want to do that. We want to make it easier for them, but we have couched it in a way that we as a country must not be responsible of what happens in that circle of theirs in whatever they want to use. We have given them the provision to say, if you want to bring containers of water and all that, you must know that you cannot give that water to South Africans. You can give that water to yourself only, and then and all that, just for them to say, we want only this water, maybe South African water is not final. I'm just making a very, very ridiculous example. We don't want to go to that extent that you're talking about, and then we're just doing... Abling a condition, but those abling conditions
are done in a way that the country protects itself from litigation, and also the country protects its people from the consumption of those foreign things that the South African standard has not even tested, and then we don't even know about them. And that is what we are trying to do out of this, and that is what we're doing with the Act. And out of the regulation, we regulate what is within the Act, so that at least we make sure that they are able to do whatever they want to do, and when they leave, take those things in a bag, take them in a plane, and go back home with those things.
Thank you, Chair. Then I'm happy, because then, if we look at what we've drafted, we are saying to them, you bring in the medicine, you, as Minister of Health, on the recommendation of the Medicines Control Council, we will give you a rubber stamp that you can bring in these products. Then, if you go out of the country, you take it with you, and you're not allowed to use it on any other person except the team.
Yes. That is what we do there. And that is what we have confined ourselves in there. Yes, Suka?
I just want to check from the point of view of the Department of Health. There are no regulations that they have made out of their guarantees that will overlap into what we are doing. Or are we an overarching body structure that also unto the health in terms of the laws and due regulations, so that we speak with one voice from the same page with our counterparts as the department. Thank you, Chair. For surely they've got also a responsibility in terms of the guarantee.
Suga, I want you to repeat that. I could not. I'm not a very intelligent person. Just repeat what you're saying, I want to understand. Please.
No, sir, I was just checking that whether the Department of Health, the IS inside of the Service Guarantee, are they not having the some measures in place in terms of the law that will overact this that we're doing, or are we taken as an overarching body and also trample on their guarantees in terms of the law that is also mooted for safety measures in terms of our people, so that we speak from the same voice, from the same page as them? Is there an interaction between our counterparts, Department of Health, in terms of this that we're doing?
No, when you check on the bill, when you check on the bill, you get several partners under consultation who were consulted and all those other things. Gideon, at the back of the proposed bill, one of the things that we have asked there, and then you're even alluding to us the length of the consultation with the department and all this. Because one of the questions that was there, if you can recall, was that why do we have to deal with the issues of health, and then why are they not dealing with these matters in their health matters as people who have given the guarantee? But this one was specifically talking about sports persons that are going to be there, and therefore the guarantee was even the Sports Special Measures Act must open up to talk about what is going to happen to the players and the coaches and other delegation that is going to deal specifically on issues of sport. And therefore, the Department of Health has given that window of opportunity to say, you can pronounce on these matters because the matters that are relating to sport. However, these are the parameters in which you can deal with the issues of the matters. One lining principle of that, there will be no way that the Special Measures Act will pronounce in contrast to the broad principles of the Act on Health in this country, and that it should be within those parameters. And that is why, even on the regulations now, trying to bring the nuts and bolts, but those must not also be contrary to what is their principle in terms of how standards and many other things on medical contingency, because we were asking you, if you can recall, but you have written that at the back. If you check your bid, it has the Department of Health, and then I even went further and say, give us your communication document so that I could see what were you discussing on this matter.
Yeah.
So it doesn't at all. It is through the permission of the health and the consultation with health. And it was not only health that were consulted.
Yeah.
The Institute for that the Science Institute was also part. So there were really several players that were consulted on that matter. But I'm not speaking for you, Mrs. Host. I'm just relating what we got in as far as the interaction is concerned. But you must speak for yourself on this matter that the honourable member is raising. Babu Khoma. No. And Humba Tetele. Babu Khoma.
Thank you, Chairperson. The way that I understood the question was also whether the Department of Health has done the regulatory impact assessment of this particular regulation via the other laws and regulations that the department is administering. Yes, indeed we have done so. And maybe to mention that for this particular regulation, the Act already grants exemption, if I may put it that way, that the members of foreign medical contingents are exempted from the application of specific provisions of, for instance, the Medicines and Related Substance Act, provisions of the Health Providence Act in terms of maybe performing community service and other things. But also we have looked in terms of other regulations, whether there is conflict with other regulations that we have, and we have found that there is none, there is no conflict. The regulations are fine, they are just relating to this specific category of persons. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Okumar. Oh, Babu, Suga, comfort, Okumar. But the Special Measures Act was a deliberate way of just ignore many of the peripheries that are required by health to any other person for purposes of the 2010 World Cup. Immediately they close, the last game is played. Then the Act on the 2010 Special Measures Bill falls off, and then all the laws that are applicable, pronounced, enacted by the Department of Health come into place, and then up until we have another national event and a new Act is put in place to exempt and all other things and then that are there. I'm sure that is the spirit in which Babu Khumalo is talking about. You're quite aware of many of those things, medical control and many other things, but you say, however, we would like to relax all these other things and deliberately give a permission for purposes of staging the 2010 World Cup. After that, then your regulation is strict that may be, and then a way to kick on over that day. I'm sure that is the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Gideon. I can see you nodding. Gideon, I can be not a very bad lawyer, eh? Thanks.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Chairperson, just to round it off, for the sake of completeness, the adoption minutes which we need to prepare is also to include the SASCOX inputs and then also the good standing to be inserted in Regulation 2, as my colleague has referred to here.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
Kylian,
we are not going to come back and resolve that. We're making a resolution. We're going to ask members to agree and resolve that we agree on the regulation with the amendment that are proposed. The only thing that we have to do, and then is just to send those inserted sections to me and then give to Pori for purposes of distribution to all the other members. But you don't have to come back and then so that we resolve. As we are now, we're going to resolve and adopt and say regulations are fine, they can go on with the amendments that have been put in place. Is that an understanding, Colonel? Good. I want somebody to propose that. The Congress of the People, yes. I want you on record, put the press.
Make the proposal.
By the Congress of the People.
Yeah.
medicine.
The Congress of the People proposed that the amend the resolution, the regulation be adopted with the amendment that would be, and therefore there is nothing. Let's see at the second now. I don't know.
Now you see.
No. We cannot discuss for something of yesterday. Seconded by the African National Congress.
Okay. So it's the Congress of the People decide that proposed. The African National Congress decide.
The real Congress.
Oh, no. I don't know about the real Congress. But I'm just saying, this side is the African National Congress agreeing to the proposal of the Congress of the People. Thank you very much. So the committee resolved and on the amendment and agree on the proposal as they are with the amendment that they've been put in place, and the amendments are going to, you're going to write everything now and the amendment completely as they would be, as proposed by the committee, being sent, they will be in circulation so that all other political parties would have all members of the committee have the complete version of that. Thank you very much, honorable members. We can release the people who come from Gauteng in the traffic so that they can again try the traffic and go back. Thank you very much. This is a very good regulation. And then I'm sure the festival is starting now for the football in this country. Thank you very much. Honorable members, I'm going to request that we finalize this issue of the people that are intending to go to this convention must indicate by the end of the day. Yes, before the end of the day. So that when we are requesting, writing this for a request, we must know how many people that are going there. And therefore, it will be important that you are in contact with Polly to put your name. And then when the names are all in place, then I will be able to sign a proposal to check whether who are the people that are going there, and then how do you go there and all that. But in as far as arrangements for the transport and accommodation, is the department that is doing that. Yours is whether you are available in Parliament and all that, because it's, I can see it's clashing most of the time on the 22nd with our own budget vote and all that. So we need to have a management of that process. So we'll see what can we do. I think that brings us to the end of this nice meeting today. Thank you very much, honorable members. Members, please, the last thing, the minutes that are there, please, the report itself, the report of our budget, please read that. And then because we don't want it to go on the ATC a day when we're going for the debate, we are going to propose to have a 30-minute meeting, and then in adopting this, and then you will be informed, because we have to make a request and all that. But it is very awkward for us to go to the debate on a Wednesday when we have adopted this on a Tuesday, and then Parliament has to rush to put it published on the ATC. So we're going to stay put, just know that we're likely to request after the caucus and all that special meeting, just for 30 minutes to adopt this, and then must go through Parliament for the ATC. So please read it, because when you arrive that day, if there are no inputs, we're going on. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.